Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It all boils down to one thing for me. When you come into a season, and financial flexibility is the term that's been used over and over and over again. And last night I was really trying to examine what that phrase even means. Like, I understand the financial part. I get that means money. Flexibility to me means, I think, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, if I don't understand the definition of the word, it means that you have got options and that you've given yourself, as Travis Schlenk would say, optionality in order to try to do things to make your team better. Well, there's really only so many things that you can actually do during a baseball season to make your team better. You can make trades, sure, and there's still a chance that the Braves could make some trades. They made one very low-level trade a couple weeks ago to bring in Anthony Swarzak into the bullpen. They could still make trades down the line to try to get better. You can sign free agents like this that are out there, right, and use your finances to do that. Or you can wait until the trade deadline and trade some prospects for guys that have big contracts and use trading and financial flexibility to bring people in. The issue with championing your financial flexibility when you enter a season without using it to the way that people wanted you to use, you can't brag about your finances if you're unwilling to use your finances. And if you go into a season and say, okay, we didn't do it yet, but we wanted to go into the year with a little bit of a nest egg in case we're in contention, which, by the way, the Braves are, that we can make a move that'll make us better in season. And when you tell people that that's the reason that you have money, then people are going to expect you to use that money. So Braves fans being mad yesterday or today that the Braves didn't use their money is the Braves' fault.
Yep.
You told us you were going to use the money during the season. Now, they still can, okay? Just because you didn't sign Craig Kimbrell yesterday doesn't mean that you can't do something else down the road. Just because you don't sign Dallas Keuchel this week, if they don't, doesn't mean you can't do something else down the road. But if they don't, this is just step one of the frustration. If they don't, if we get to the trade deadline and beyond, and that financial flexibility is nothing more than just money in the bank, and there's actually no flexibility, then Braves fans have every right to be angry, because that's what we were sold on when the season started.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.